And while the negotiation is going on, Nance and Tony Romo were talking about what this guy should be asking for in return, and that led to this exchange.
All right.
Great negotiations in NFL history. Right here, he's like, we need that ball. That's 600. What? Really? So what do you want? A million? No. Oh, no, a day with Giselle, and I'm in. Tom? Okay, Tom will do it. He'll love it. One time, you got it.
All right, so date with Giselle. Is it a little bit off color for network NFL broadcast? Maybe, but it's also a very innocuous comment.
Yeah, that's a...
Tom Brady's wife is a supermodel. She's one of the most attractive women in the world. And ultimately, it is a very harmless comment. However, someone by the name of Shailese Manza Young, who is a Yahoo Sports columnist, does not think this was a very innocuous comment by Tony Romo.
Okay.
She points out that Giselle Bundchen,
yes,
is an incredibly accomplished woman. I've never tried to read that name before, and it just broke my brain. Is a very accomplished woman. In many parts of the world, she's even more well-known and recognizable than her husband.
Because she's pretty! Sorry.
She is not just pretty. She is an environmentalist, according to this article. An activist for numerous other causes, a best-selling author, businesswoman, and mother. But in an instant on Sunday, she was reduced to a piece of property that should be passed around like a bowl of Halloween candy for a piece of memorabilia.
It's not what I heard at all.
I know.
Not what I heard at all, but okay.
She points out that the CBS cameras caught the exchange and Romo offered a creepy narration with what was said, which is what you just heard, of course.
Yep.
And if that weren't enough, according to this columnist, after hearing details from sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson on what Kennedy agreed to before handing the football back, Romo doubled down on his belief that a date with another man's wife should have been a part of the negotiation. Why is she treating this seriously? Why is she acting like Tony Romo was seriously suggesting that this should be a part of a negotiation versus a very tongue-in-cheek comment that I'm pretty sure neither Tom Brady nor Giselle took issue with.
Right.
And if they didn't take issue with it, shut the hell up.
Right. Like, do we
go find something else to faux rage about?
Do we assume Tom Brady and or Giselle would really be upset at that? Do you really believe Giselle Bundchen at this point in her life has never heard a comment ever that relates to how good looking she is? Like, she's really good looking and she's really famous.
You know who else has heard comments about that?
Tom? A lot?
Tony Romo?
Romo?
Tony Romo has heard comments about that with his very attractive blonde wife who used to be a member of the Dallas media before they started dating and got married and had kids?
She was a beauty queen at some point, too.
She was a beauty queen at some point as well.
Yeah, I don't understand. Trey, it's because nobody can fully embrace the pretty people rule. All you people in society that won't go with me on the pretty people rule, you don't get it. This is where people lose their minds. Oh my God, is Tony Romo objectifying Giselle there? Well, yeah, in that circumstance, he is, because she's really pretty. Just like if Tom Brady owned a Lamborghini and you said, hey, maybe I get to drive your car. If you had a buddy that owned a Ferrari and you thought that buddy owed you something, you might say, hey, dude, let me drive the Ferrari around the block. Let me take the Ferrari out this weekend. Because it's a really cool, pretty item. And you are objectifying it because it's not yours. You are objectifying it from afar. What's so bad about objectifying her because she's pretty? She's a supermodel. Our job is not to know her personally because we don't. Why can't we all just admit that? We relate to pretty things differently than we relate to ugly things.
What? Let's take it to the world of newborn babies. How many times have you heard the story or had it happen yourself if you had a kid and you invited somebody over and they're like, oh, this baby is so cute, I'm just going to take it home and have it as my own. You think they're being serious in that moment? Like they're about to kidnap your baby?
Right.
Or are they just commenting on how cute the baby is, how adorable the baby is?
Every time somebody tells me they're going to steal my dog, I don't think they're actually going to steal my dog. They're just saying the dog is cute. The dog seems to like them. She's got sweet eyes when she looks at you. She's a pretty dog. That's why they do that. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. You and I were talking about it off the air today. I still don't know why people got on Musburger so much. Was it a little bit creepy when he went after McCarron's wife? I guess. He said she was good looking on live television. Guess what? She is. She was. That's exactly what she was at that moment. Whoa, that's a good-looking woman. Yes, Brent, it is. And we all got on him like he's supposed to go into nuance. Like, well, you know, folks, she's also a great member of society, and I'm sure she's got a lot of other traits. Stop it. Just stop it.
See, here's the problem with what Brent said. If you're going to say something like that, it can't sound like you're mastering your own domain at the same time.
Oh, come on. I don't think that's fair.
Right.
He didn't do that.
Look at that lady.
No, you're adding to it. You're adding to it. You're doing what everybody does with that story. You're adding to it. He said, whoa, what a good-looking woman. That's all he said.
Whoa, what a good-looking woman.
That is not what he did. You're putting extra grunts in. There were no extra grunts. No extra grunts. What are you doing to Brent? Come on.
I'm just pissed that Brent wouldn't do a live show liner for him when BK and I spoke with him a couple years ago.
I'm going to protect number 9 on this one, and I hope Tom Brady and Giselle will also speak out on this thing, because I took that as nothing but a compliment to his wife. She's a beautiful woman, period.
Brady wouldn't pimp out his wife of 12 years to a stranger for an all-important prize of a piece of cowhide.
By the way,
it's football, and football is family, so what's the big deal with handing family over in exchange for a little memorabilia?
Wait a minute now. When they use the phrase pimped out, that's on you. Reporter, that's on you. Romo said date. He did not say sex. He didn't say a night with. He said date. That's all he said. You just turned that dirty. That's her objectifying Giselle even further, saying she's a sex object. That's not what Romo did.
That's true.
Romo said she's pretty enough that I might want to go on a date with her because she's pretty, because she's his wife, because she's super famous and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That woman made it sexual. Romo didn't. Romo didn't say that. Romo didn't say, for a night with Giselle. If he'd have said a night with Giselle, that's a whole different experience.
Right.
Then we could talk about something.
Yeah, he didn't say indecent proposal. He said a date.
He said, a date with your wife. Yeah, one date. He was joking around, man.
Pizza and ice cream.
Pizza and ice cream, exactly.
He didn't make those weird masturbatory sounds that Brent Musburger used to make from time to time.
Although Romo does make some weird sounds sometimes. But thankfully, he didn't make the weird sounds when he was talking about Giselle. So maybe I can still defend him.